Fun Frequency would like to say something about having the party on May 3rd, Saturday.
Works for me. WRKU 327, I just looked at the calendar. There's no open mics that afternoon. Not even in the wineries, you know, down in Jacksonville. It's like wide open for us to gather and congregate and have a good old time. And I got we have to work out some songs. I know you've worked out tons of songs with Steve, but Kimber, we haven't worked on anything together. So anyway, WRKU 327, man, let's do it. Let's do it.
Sounds like May 3rd it is, Bob. I'm going to go ahead and put that out, and hopefully people can, if they've got plans, rearrange those plans, people, because we're going to have a party on May 3rd, Saturday, 3 to 5 p.m. or thereabouts. Okay, sounds good, guys.
I keep Wes pretty much posted on our shenanigans there, Kimber. I think I mentioned to you when I went into Fire River there to buy a pedal. He was in there, and I walked out with that amplifier. It's all good.
Oh, man, and can those guys talk in there? I'll tell you what, you guys are probably in there for a while, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah. And Wes, I'm very, very happy with it. It's got a wonderful, deep, warm, solid bottom end and clean top and the whole thing. I'm quite pleased.
Well, it's made for what you were aiming at, so I knew that it was perfect. Yeah, Kimber, I kind of encouraged him. It's like, dude, you've worked your whole life. A $300 amp that actually retails for $900 and you need it? Come on. Peel open that wallet, man.
And I had...
because it's
going to
make you happy for the rest of your life.
...around town and needed to get rid of it. So, yeah, that worked out pretty good. Otherwise, I'd come back the next day or give him a credit card or something. I don't know. But, yeah, it was meant to be for sure. I'd been looking for it. I run my my little amp, which is really powerful, a lot of effects but not overly clean. I have that on top, and I go through both of them. I turn up the bottom one, that's my new one, full and nice and clean. Then I add whatever I want into the mix by that other one. One sitting on top of the other. Looks pretty cool. Sounds even better. Yeah, the other night, well, yeah, well, I'll get into the details later, but, yeah, that was fun to see. I see all over town. As a matter of fact, that was like the third time in a row in like 4 days.
Yeah, we can't seem to go anywhere in town without running into each other, which is fine by me. It's always cool. Let's geek out on guitar amplifiers. There was this guitar player that I knew down in Tustin when I lived in Orange County, Alan Holdsworth. And he used to run stereo effects. So he had a pair of Marshalls, like a Marshall stack on each side of him, and a pair of clean Fender Twin Reverbs. Of all those amps, I bought one of the Fender Twin Reverbs he was getting rid of. But, yeah, I'm not an electric guitar player, so I have no business having a decent amp like that. And I don't. I sold it. But, anyway, enough geeking out on guitar amps, I imagine. There are others listening that probably like, oh, yeah, you know. They're probably guitar amp geeks as well. But I'm going to throw it back to the round table. Here's Katie, or WRKU 327. WSGR 331, I would like to chime in real quick. Hey, Steve, could you repeat your call sign? I would like to reconnect with you on the way on my commute home from work tomorrow and finish the discussion we had about, geeking out on guitar amplifiers and other musical gear.
Okay, well, you're the guy I used as an example then. I just chit-chatted a bit and led into the whole thing. I think I had the bottle rubber night when I, right of what you mentioned you had as I tried to reiterate the purpose and the detail. Yeah, the call is WRMB624. I have a ham call, WA6YSM. I can give you an email even.